Dreamscape presents From Inside the House by W.D. Jackson Smart. Narrated by Ralph Lister. Chapter 1. He switched off the kitchen light. The room disappeared. The moon cast tendrils of soft light through gaps in the trees outside to lie across the slate countertops and appliances. The LED display on the oven, showing the time, was the only source of unnatural light, a tiny beacon in the dark. He turned and padded out into the hallway, the wooden floorboards chilly under his bare feet. The house was still, apart from the creaks made by a building settling for the night. He could just about hear the wind outside, its invisible fingers searching through the neighborhood, and felt the welcome feeling of security that came with knowing the elements could not get in, that the house would protect him. Without turning on the hallway lights, he checked that the chain was in its slot on the front door and that the bottom lock was engaged. The action was habitual, done every night. He barely noticed he had done it. With a yawn, he turned and started up the stairs, glad of the change in temperature from wood to carpet, the thick threads that poked up between his toes. The bathroom light made him squint. His eyes were not prepared for the brightness. The bulb was a daylight type, to allow one to see one's reflection better, but at night it was harsh and unforgiving. He frowned at his tired face in the mirror above the sink, then grabbed his toothbrush, loaded it up, and started brushing. The scratching of the bristles against his teeth seemed awfully loud, and he pushed the door shut. He didn't want to wake Anna. That never went well. She was the proverbial sleeping bear that should never be poked, and he didn't have the energy for another argument. There had been enough arguing already that evening. He had come home late again, not entirely deliberately, although if he were honest with himself, he knew he hadn't exactly rushed to get back. They were trying for a baby. The problem was, he didn't want one. At least, he didn't think he did. It didn't feel quite right. He loved his wife, but a child? The thought didn't sit well. Naturally, he had not voiced this to her beyond signs of mild doubt. The fact that he had got home late, too tired for them to have sex, had not gone down well at all. After a tense dinner...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?